Well, as you're taking that gym disappointment, all told, I suppose, when they go down to 10 men, you're hoping that you go and get that goal at that point and get yourself back in it.
Listen, I mean, the first half, I thought we were really compact and, you know, organised against a very good side, and the front four have got great movement, you know, and really good players. And Falkirk are a terrific side and, you know, rightfully one of the favourites for promotion. So we're up against a very good side. But as I say, the first half, we were disciplined, and although they missed a couple of chances, the Neil didn't have a host of saves to make. So I thought that was okay, but I thought from our point of view, our passing and our link-up play was really poor today, which really surprised me because, from a tactical point of view, I thought we were okay. But on the ball, we didn't pass the ball properly today. You know, we under-hit it, over-hit it, all these miscontrolled, well, the basics really, I think, let us down today. And then in the second half, as you said, I didn't think either were sending off, but if he is going to do one, he's going to do it. Either neither of them are, or both of them are. But I didn't think it would. But anyway, when we get the advantage of the extra man, then, you know, we've got to try and gain and impose ourselves in the game. And I never felt we really done that. And we maybe didn't give ourselves long enough to do it as well with Dan gets it off. So, and then Falkirk took control of the game in the last stages. I mean, they are full time. They have got, you know, strong strength and depth, and they showed that.
Yeah, and it was interesting you mentioned that. The other thing I was actually going to mention was the last time I was there, obviously the 3-3 game, there was so much quality in that Clyde side. I think that was probably the disappointing thing for you today. Maybe that you kind of talked about that passing and maybe in the final third. I didn't quite see that today. When I seen Cunningham and Allen up front, I was actually a bit worried. They're going to cause the Falkirk defence problems today.
Yeah, so but that's what I'm saying. But we didn't link up the play. It wasn't just them. I mean, from midfield, from full back areas, you know, we just didn't. You know, we didn't. Produce enough quality in the key moments, you know, the slick passing. We had one or two little moments, but against a team like Falkirk, you need more than that. So I say, but we made basic errors. Obviously, the last two goals, you know, put a glossy shine on it from Falkirk's perspective, because two goals in the last minute or so, and that is harsh for the players. But nevertheless, Falkirk deserved to win. I'm not disputing that. But I think the scoreline obviously looks a lot more emphatic than perhaps, you know, the game was. But you know, overall, we're disappointed because I felt our performance, I can only speak for my team's performance, and I felt we didn't play anywhere near the levels that we can play today. And I'm not saying that still we're doing good enough to beat Falkirk. They may well have been good enough, but as I said, I think we underperformed today. And if you underperform against a good team, you're going to lose.
Perfect, Justin. Mate, appreciate it.